The population of Elko, Nevada, temporarily swelled by the thousands last week during the National Cowboy Poetry Gathering. It was the 20th time poets, writers, musicians, and the people who love to hear them met to celebrate the American West. Morning Edition's own cowboy poet, Baxter Black, sent this audio postcard.
Well, Bob, wish you were out here, by gosh. Elko is still 3 days and five nights are the best time you'll ever find. Everybody has the horse and the cow in the West in common. We have this huge crowd, and they're all wandering around. They come from all over. Of course, a lot of the poets and the singers are nervous because they're going to be getting up and telling their stories. We're going to introduce you to some of the characters that are a big part of this and have made it work as the years have gone by. Off we go.
My name is Wally McCray. I'm a third-generation rancher in southeastern Montana. I enjoy getting on stage and having that nervous adrenaline and, you know, that rush to get up there. And before I do a poem, I think to myself, I have an advantage. They're sitting out there. They don't have a clue what it is I'm going to do. And let me tell you, baby, I am going to knock their socks off. I taught my good dog, Maggie, lay down when I commanded. I also taught her set whenever I demanded. I'll teach her next to speak, I said. And she struggled to comply. And when she learned to speak, she said, "You twit." It's sit and lie.
Some of you folks may know I'm the voice behind the Yahoo commercials. Yahoo! That's me.
My name is Wiley Gustafson. I'm a proud resident of the thriving metropolis of Dusty, Washington, population 12. I'm a horseman slash cowboy slash yodeler slash entertainer slash guy that jumps around a lot. On the albums that I've done, at least four of the songs that I've done are old poems that I've heard here.
The hooves of the horses, witching and sweet. Here's the music earth steals from iron-shod feet.
One of the things I like about Elko is you come here and these guys do their poems and you know that they've spent their life with horses or spent their life with cattle. To me, an important cowboy poem or cowboy song is something that maybe has been said before, but they're saying it in a different way. Joel Nelson had a great poem called Equus Caballus. I've run on middle fingernail through eolithic morning. I've thundered down the coach road with revolution's warning.
I have carried countless errant knights who never found the grail. I have strained before the caissons. I have moved the nation's mail. I've made knights of lowly tribesmen and kings from ranks of peons. And I've given pride and arrogance to riding men for eons. I am roguish, I am flighty, I am inbred, I am lowly, I am a nightmare, I am wild, I am the horse, I am gallant and exalted.
This is Wally McCray again. It's always been a myth association with the cowboy, and I think what it means now, I think what that myth has grown to isn't the myth of the gunfighter and the fellow who the only words he knew how to say were yep, nope, and shucks. The culture has changed now where people aren't too particularly surprised after 20 years to find out that there's some eloquence here, that there is some display of a broad vocabulary, that there's all kinds of things.
I'm Sourdough Slim, the yodeling cowboy.
The Mongolians here this year, they got out two very strange-looking instruments. And one of them was a bowed stringed instrument, and the other was like a big instrument with nylon strings. And they started playing their music from Mongolia, but it was all of a sudden they were playing a banjo and a fiddle, and that's what they were playing, you know, and that's what came across. And both the cultures, there are so many similarities, it's just incredible.
Every year, something fresh happens here. My name's Paul Zarziski. I live outside of Great Falls, Montana, and I'm a poet. I don't know if this gathering has caused any enemies. I don't think so. I mean, Wally once called it Cowpoke Woodstock, and I think that's as good a metaphor as you're going to get. But just stop and think for a second. All of these people who very likely would have never crossed trails in the wide open spaces of this West had it not been for cowboy poetry and the Elko Cowboy Poetry Gathering.
Well, we're coming down to the wire here, Bob. Everybody's saying goodbye. There's one of the things that this particular gathering has, and it is a community. And I have a chance to see these folks that come here, as well as some of the people that come just to be part of the audience and make it work. Because, as NPR listeners know, and every entertainer knows, all we really want is for someone to listen. And we're all kind of looking forward for the next 20. We hope we'll see you down the trail. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye, Bob.
An audio postcard from cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black. Full readings by other cowboy poets are at npr.org.